Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
And it is a Friday installment of
Not necessarily the news.
Where we promise you over 100% of our reports completely written by humans. Trust me, I had AI do the math on that.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Hello, our Hank Facebook Livers and the fun camera angles that matter.
This is very special.
On our Hank Facebook Live. Yeah, we'll get it to it. We'll get our social media department on it. Congratulations. After a 10th vote, our United States Senate fails to end the government shutdown.
So that will continue.
But yet, the news continues that President Trump yesterday in the White House, they unveiled at a White House dinner. And this will be evidently for those who have pledged money. A giant archway that will be fashioned there among the monuments across Washington, D.C. Some people are calling it the Arc de Trump. Kind of like the, you know, the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Yeah. So they are drawing inspiration from that, and it will be somewhere, evidently, on the Washington, like by the Lincoln Memorial and the whole thing over there. So big old archway.
Do we know, is there a reason for it? We don't have enough arches?
I'm not sure.
Our arch game is not strong.
White House did not immediately respond for more information on the arch, including a timeline for completing it.
Shutdown!
No, it's...
So, you just, I can't wait till Tuesday. It's 7:47 for this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's
just tremendous. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty.
All right, you talk. I'm going to fix the camera.
Oh, boy.
That's on my LinkedIn.
Kevin Federline releasing a tell-all, this time about Britney Spears, and alleging that his ex-wife did everything from brandish knives to use cocaine during their short marriage, and the Pop-Tart is fighting back. She revealed on social media that K-Fed is putting on a sob story act for the cameras. Doesn't understand why he's so angry. I mean, she did pay him a lot over the years. And says he's so convincing, it's downright scary. Rumor has it made $60,000 for the book.
Ouch. So, that's low, right?
I mean, I think so.
I mean, I'd take it, but still. I would write a book about Britney Spears for $60,000. It wouldn't be very good. But
like one page.
Be something.
Britney's my friend.
Sound like those two are in love.
Oh.
So Alan Jackson's a final show, which will happen at Nissan Stadium there in Nashville next June 27th. A lot of people there. I mean, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Miranda, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Leon Womack, everybody. It's all going to be a big deal. So 55,000 tickets is essentially what they put on sale yesterday. And that took the website that was doing the thing and
oh,
it completely crashed.
Shut down.
There we go.
That's right.
Yeah.
While people were in the queue. We've all been there. We've all been there. But when people did get through, the cheapest ticket registered at $350 for a corner seat in the upper section of the stadium. Upper deck tickets were going anywhere in the 570s. Some down towards the lower bowl, close to 1,000. And there on the floor going for well over 1,000. And as of about 3 o'clock yesterday, the concert, in spite of the price, sold out.
Wow.
Shut down.
Well, yep. When AJ shuts down his career next year, it'll be a packed house.
And so Henry Winkler, a star among stars. And this time, Maya Rudolph is the one crushing all over him. Yeah, she had this to say.
He knows that I'm a big fan. I've been in love with him since I was a little kid, no joke, like truly since Happy Days. Arthur Fonzarelli was supposed to be my husband. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, but it's kind of rude, right? What happened there?
I don't know.
I didn't know this, but they're on their third season of a show called Loot on Apple Plus. Apparently it's a...
She has one of the weirdest careers.
I know.
But it's kind of awesome.
But I can't keep up with all these, like, streaming services. This one, this show in particular, Henry plays a billionaire. that owns a nudist colony.
Aye.
And was a very good sport playing the part to the T. If you're picking up what I'm throwing down.
There you go.
In character.
Brought to you by. So, notable passing in the rock music world. One of the most influential guitarists out there in the original and founding member of Kiss, the great Ace Frehley, passing away yesterday at the age of 74. First ever concert that I went to without my parents.
Ooh.
I was in eighth grade. My uncle didn't sneak me in, but got me in because he knew the club owners.
A club?
They were Backroom Live, Lubbock, Texas, off Brownfield Highway. And it was Ace Frehley because we were big Kiss fans.
Yeah.
Ace was my favorite. So he passed away. He had taken a tumble. He'd been touring and rocking just as Ace had always done. And then early September last month had taken a fall in his studio, finishing up his final album. They didn't think anything of it. It was one of those things, turned into a brain bleed, and had been on life support for a few weeks. So his family made the decision yesterday. So words of remembrances and tributes from Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, and actually the original drummer, Peter Criss, was actually bedside with Ace yesterday, too.
Aww.
So the great Space Ace, fly high, brother, fly high.
So you've got the engagement ring. But what about the wedding band, KB? Mm. We've got just the idea for you. Don't worry. We are here to help with your blushing bride.
Okay, I won't worry.
Sotheby's set to auction off a rare 10-carat pink diamond bauble. That's going to be on November 12th. So you're going to need to start saving up. It's even got a special name. It's called the Glowing Rose.
Yeah.
It's expected to go for $20 million. So you're going to have to get in the queue. Almost like an Alan Jackson ticket.
It's bad when the piece of jewelry you're going after has a name.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad right there.
Peace prize.
She's a once-in-a-lifetime woman.
Better chance of winning a peace prize than that thing.
She's your glowing rose.
The director of Wicked for Good, the part two coming out soon, to Wicked, says a mystery actor will voice the Cowardly Lion.
Oh.
Yeah. So, if it's anything like our show, it'll be John C. Reilly, because that's the sound of every animal on the show. And then CNN announced their new subscription service will launch at a price of $6.99 a month. Though CNN says viewers will, of course, have the continued option of also not watching their coverage on the network for free.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Peace prize.